These are the issues that matter to Chattanooga.
From City Hall to your neighborhood, they have you covered.
This is Chatham Matters Now.
Once Chattown Skate Park closes down for its renovation, there will be a gap for the local skating community.
There's not going to be, you know, like a safe, hassle-free, harassment-free area to skate.
Nick Moore owns Cassette Skate Shop in St. Elmo.
Me just trying to get ahead of all that, had the idea to do kind of a temporary pop-up park to fill that need.
Despite around $3 million set aside to remake Chattown, the city hasn't found a contract within budget. But Parks and Outdoors spokesman Brian Smith said the plan is still to close the skate park and get started this summer. Meanwhile, the pop-up park will be right next to Moore's shop in a small lot off St. Elmo Avenue.
There's a really rough mock-up on our Instagram. It's just kind of a few smaller things, just, you know, some quarter pipes right here, box over there, this little like pyramid over a bench thing, and some banks in the back.
It's nowhere near the size of Chattown, but the micro setting will provide different opportunities.
My main mission with it is that it will open us up for like learn to skate clinics, partnering with like the Bethlehem Center or the Southside Community Center to work on some after-school programming.
The city's lease for the pop-up park is a year, and Moore said he hopes it could be an example of how to make local skating more accessible.
You know, instead of this one big grand gesture of a skate park, we could have a lot more smaller places that are just a little bit easier for people to get to.
Fundraising is underway right now, and the goal is to pop up and start skating by next month.
It's been about a year and a half process. I want to make this place a place where people can like come and gather and hang out and act as a community. Even advanced skaters will have a lot of fun there. All wheels welcome.
Learn more on Instagram at Chattamatters.